wants to save sinners from eternal death. We should not be unaware of Satan's scheme so that he might not outwit us. Take
prelates, ministers, and the entire members of the Church of the Lord Prayer Fellowship Worldwide invite the general public to the year 2016 Restoration Night Grand Finale. Theme: Repentance, Forgiveness, and Restoration, Essential Factors to Favor and Overflowing Blessings. Date: 24th April 2016. Time: 6 p.m. till dawn. Venue: Victory Night Ground, Kilometer 60 Lagos Ibadan Expressway, near former Ogre Toll Gate, Ogre Remo, Ogun State, Nigeria. Ministering: His Eminence, the Most Reverend Dr. Rufus Okikiola Oshitelu, the Primate, the
Church of the Lord Prayer and Fellowship Worldwide,
and all other ministers of God. Come to God, the source of overflowing blessings. He will surely bless you beyond human comprehension. Jesus is the Lord.
Viewers, I welcome you to the Voice of Victory coming to you from the Church of the Lord Worldwide Outreach Mission Ogiri, Ogun State, Nigeria. We are still on the topic, we can learn to be committed and dedicated to God through being tested. Last week, I spoke about testing that brings out our true character. Today, we shall continue by examples of tested people in the scriptures. But before we continue,
go to the party. So why do you?
Let us bow our heads for prayer. Almighty Father, we thank you for yet another opportunity to feed at your feet. Lord Almighty, I beseech thee, come and speak unto your children in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Let your word germinate in their hearts.
Amen.
Let it bring forth good fruits in them.
Amen.
To the glory of your name.
Amen.
With the word of my mouth and the meditation of my heart, be acceptable in thy sight, my Lord and my Redeemer.
Amen.
Now and forevermore.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the living Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Beloved in Christ.
Venerable Christi.
We have numerous examples of tested people in the scripture.
Ani opolopo awon eniyan ti adawo ninu bibeli ti agbeyewo ninu bibeli.
The Bible is full of many men and women of God who have gone through testing.
Bibeli ni opolopo awon okunrin awon obirin ti aje okunrin obirin awon eni Olorun ti Oluwa fun ara re gbe won yewo.
It suffices in this message just to mention few classical examples of few people in the scriptures.
As one in Abe Wasu, I can go on dear Nino one, Nino, I want to Jack where Tiabe, bear you when you will ye.
Including Abraham,
Ababa Abraham,
Job,
Ababa Job,
our Lord Jesus Christ,
Jesus Christ, and
his disciples.
At your woman in it.
This will suffice to bring home the message.
Aye, I want you Galama, not Jackie Wasu, you are
Abraham.
I Jacka with Abraham.
The question first and foremost is, why did God ask Abraham to perform human sacrifice? To use his only promised son for sacrifice. The answer is very straightforward. Beloved, God did not want Isaac to die, but he wanted Abraham to sacrifice Isaac in his heart.
kofi isaki rubo ni okan re.
Not physically.
Ki se loju aye.
Even though Abraham understood it as a physical test.
Bo le je pe ona ti o gba ye Abraham ni pe idawo ni patara ni.
Even he took it, he did not even know that it was a test. He took it as a physical command that he should really go and sacrifice his son.
Ohun to nkan ri ni pe ase loluwa pa fohun ko mo ko n gbe yewu ni pe niwon baba to pase ta ni ohun to won so pe ohun ni tele ase re.
But it was a test of obedience.
Ṣugbọn o je agbeyewo igbọn.
It was a test of commitment.
O je agbeyewo ijọwọ are ni.
It was a test of dedication.
O je agbeyewo imuṣeru alokunkundun.
So Abraham needs to prove that he loved God more than he loved his promised and long-awaited son.
Ọ̀rọ̀ Abraham gbọ́dọ̀ fi yé Ọlọ́run wípé òun fẹ́ràn Ọlọ́run kọjá ọmọ tí ó fi gbogbo ọdún wá tó jẹ́ pé nípa ìgbẹ́yìn ó rọmọ náà kó tó wọ́n sọ pé rọmọ náà tán kọ́mọ náà wá ju Ọlọ́run lọ rárá.
That is what it is all about.
Gbogbo tó ṣẹlẹ̀ gan-an nínú ìtàn yẹn nìyẹn.
God was therefore testing Abraham, not that God really wanted Abraham to kill his only long-awaited son.
Ọlọ́run gbé ìwà Abraham yẹ̀wò ni, kì í ṣe pé ó burú débẹ̀ débi pé èèyàn fi gbogbo ọjọ́ ayé rẹ̀ béèrè fún ọmọ, ó tún ọmọ náà tí wọ́n jẹ́ pọ́lọ́ náà ni ó tún wá fẹ́ pa ọmọ náà.
Through this difficult experience,
nínú ìrírí tó le yìí,
Abraham strengthened his commitment to obey God always.
Ọlọ́run ó fi ẹsẹ̀ ìgbàgbọ́ rẹ̀ láti jẹ́ olùgbọ́ràn sí Ọlọ́run múlẹ̀.
He also learned about God's ability to provide at his own time.
Àti pé ẹ̀kọ́ tó tún rí mú jáde ńbẹ̀ ni wípé ó tún kẹ́kọ̀ọ́ wípé Ọlọ́run ní ọ̀nà tó máa ń gbà pèsè fún èèyàn lásìkò tiẹ̀.
How many of us will hearken unto such a directive today in real life?
Nínú ìgbé ayé wa lóde òní pẹ̀lú ẹ̀sìn ìgbàgbọ́, èèyàn mélòó lọ́lọ́run lè ní kó gbẹ́rú ìgbésẹ̀ báyìí tí ó sì gbẹ́rú ìgbésẹ̀ náà.
What most of us will do is we start to find excuses.
Ohun tí ọ̀pọ̀ wa ó ṣe òun ni pé ṣe ni a ó máa wá àwọn àwáwí asán.
No, that cannot be of God.
Rárá o, Olúwa kọ́ tiẹ̀ ló ní iṣẹ́ yìnyín iṣẹ́ yẹn tá a jẹ́ fún mi tàbí mo gbọ́.
God is not a wicked God.
Ọlọ́run ti ẹṣẹ̀ yẹn burúkú.
We will start to even use scriptures to back up our excuses.
A ó tún máa lo àwọn ẹsẹ̀ bíbélì láti lè fìdí àròyé asán wa múlẹ̀.
This reminds me of a story of a couple in the United States of America.
Eléyìí mú àmì rántí ìtàn àwọn tọkọtaya kan ní orílẹ̀-èdè America.
This couple have been struggling financially.
Àwọn tọkọtaya yìí wọ́n tiraka pé káwọn ò lówó lọ́wọ́.
Because in Europe and in the United States, as long as you have a job, you can take mortgage, you can borrow money, buy houses, build houses, buy cars, by everything, as long as you have a job where through which you can be paid little by little back to the banks.
Nígbà tí èèyàn bá wà ní ìlú òyìnbó tó sì níṣẹ́ lọ́wọ́, ó ní orí ọ̀fẹ́ láti yáwó, ó fẹ́ kọ́lé ni, ó fẹ́ ra mọ́tò ni, ó fẹ́ ra lé ni, ó fẹ́ ṣe ohunkóhun tí ó mú kí ayé ọ̀rọ̀ lọ́rùn. Àwọn ilé iṣẹ́ yẹn wọ́n á kàn máa yọ owó yẹn díẹ̀díẹ̀ nínú owó oṣù ẹ̀ tí ó fi san owó yẹn tán.
Then a time came, because everything was based on the income of the wife and the husband, but a time came when the wife lost her job.
Ohun gbogbo tí àwọn tọkọtaya yìí ń ṣe àtòrípà méjèèjì ń ṣiṣẹ́, òun ni wọ́n fi lọ yá gbọ́ àwọn owó tí wọ́n yá ẹ̀. Ṣùgbọ́n àsìkò kan dé tó pé kò iṣẹ́ bọ́ lọ́wọ́ ìyàwó níṣẹ́ lọ́wọ́ mọ́.
So then things became tight, because apart from paying the credit back to the banks, they still have water bill, electricity bill, and they still have to eat.
So ìgbà tí ìyàwó níṣẹ́ lọ́wọ́ mọ́, àsìkò yẹn bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí ní le, torí yàtọ̀ fún owó tí wọ́n lọ yá tí wọ́n máa yọ díẹ̀díẹ̀ sílé ìfowópamọ́, wọ́n tún ní owó náà láti san owó iná, owó omi, owó gbogbo ẹ̀.
As we know, we say Europe, America is better than Africa. They pay for every service, but they get the service they pay for, unlike here in Nigeria. You pay for services, you don't even get the benefit of that service sometimes.
Wọ́n ní lóòótọ́ la máa ń sọ pé ìlú òyìnbó dára ju orílẹ̀-èdè Nàìjíríà lọ, ṣùgbọ́n lọ́hùn kò sí ohun gbogbo tí ìjọba pèsè fún ọ tí wọ́n máa sanwó fún. Yàtọ̀ tó kàn wà ń bẹ̀, òní pé owó tí wọ́n sanwó fún yìí wọ́n rí lò, owó ohun ò já sásán ní orílẹ̀-èdè Nàìjíríà, à ń sanwó lóòótọ́ ǹjẹ́ arí mẹ́lò.
Even sometimes we want free services, we don't want to pay for it.
Nothing is free in Europe and America. You pay for every service, but you get the service. In Nigeria, you pay sometimes for the service, you don't get the service. Sometimes people don't even want to pay. They want to use electricity free of charge without paying. And, you know, all everything else is upside down in this country.
Wọ́n ní pé àwọn ìfi àwọn orílẹ̀-èdè méjèèjì yẹn wéra wọn bí ọ̀run sáyé ni torí pé àwọn ibi táwọn kan ti pèsè ní gbogbo àwọn èèyàn wọn tí wọ́n sì ń sanwó fún tí wọ́n sì ń rí ohun tí wọ́n sanwó fún lò tó ń tẹ́ wọn lọ́rùn orílẹ̀-èdè yìí ìgbà míì wà gbà pàápàá a ò fẹ́ sanwó ná a ò fẹ́ sanwó omi a sì fẹ́ lò ìgbà míì tó sanwó náà tómi náà a ò rí lò.
So back to the story of this couple.
Ká tó lọ sínú ìtàn tọkọtìyàwó yìí.
They stopped paying their tithes.
Ni wọ́n bá dáwọ́ dúró ní ọba side abáwọ̀ ọmọ.
Then the Lord showed the wife in a dream.
Ni ọlọ́ba wa fi ara han ìyàwó lójú àlá.
That they have stopped doing that which is right. Even it was very clean and clear message. She saw a heavenly being telling her, tell your husband to pay his tithe regularly.
Pé nínú àlá yẹn wọ́n ti dáwọ́ ìdáráwà dúró lójú ayé ṣùgbọ́n ní àlá ọlọ́run rán àgbà ọ̀run áńgẹ́lì kan sí ìyàwó pé kó sọ fún ọkọ rẹ̀ pé kí ó mọ̀ṣe dáwọ́ sísan ìdámẹ́wàá rẹ̀ dúró lóòrèkóòrè.
The woman was to some extent terrified, so the following morning she quickly went to her husband. This is the dream I had last night. I saw a man in my dream saying, you know, a white bearded man saying, tell your husband to continue to pay his tithe regularly.
Pé ṣe ni ẹ̀rú ba ìyàwó nígbà tí ó jí torí pé ó rántí aláyẹ dáadáa kò gbàgbé rárá pé à sọ fún ọkọ rẹ o pé kó máa sàn dámẹ́wàá rẹ o ní gbogbo ìgbà olóòrèkóòrè ẹ̀rú ba ó fẹ́ lọ sọ fọkọ ẹ̀.
After telling her husband, the husband said, darling, you must know that that is not of God, it's of Satan. In our own financial predicament which we find ourselves now, how can God say I should pay tithe? When even the money, the income, is not enough to take care of our bills, it's not enough to do anything all our, to take care of our financial commitments.
Pé nígbà tó lọ sọ fọ́kọ ṣe lọ kọ́ ẹ̀rẹ́ rìn títí pé àwọn ẹgbẹ́ ọlọ́run àgbẹ̀sùn ló gbé yẹ àlá yẹn wá ṣé ọlọ́run gan náà rí ni pé owó tà ti ẹ̀ ń gbà sí kò tó san gbogbo àwọn owó tó ẹ̀ ká san owó náà owó omi owó gbogbo ẹ̀ owó iléèwé àwọn ọmọ pé àwọn ọlọ́run lè
mú yẹn
wá.
Two weeks later,
Osanaji si,
the same message in a dream came to the husband.
Nígbà tí lẹ́yìn ọ̀sẹ̀ méjì ọlọ́run aláàrẹ wá fara hàn ọkọ.
And the husband the following day said, darling, that message you saw 2 weeks ago in a dream, the same I had last night.
Ni ẹ̀rú bá ba ọkọ náà pé àwọn olólùfẹ́ irun tó sọ mí ní nǹkan bí ọ̀sẹ̀ méjì ni sísìn èmi náà mọ̀ tó nírú aláyẹn.
I saw a man is telling me, continue to pay your tithes regularly. What do you think?
Tomorrow.
I said, then this is not of Satan. I saw the same thing 2 weeks ago, and now you also, you are seeing the same thing. So it means we must comport ourselves. Whatever is the word of God says, from your income, pay a tithe, which is 10%.
Pé ló bá sọ pé àgbọ̀dọ̀ wọn kankan ṣe sí o pé tí ọlọ́run bá sọ fún wa pé lára ń tá ń gbà ká yọ ìdámẹ́wàá lẹ̀ fóun eléyìí ní ìdámẹ́wàá ń tá ń gbà ni wọ́n lọ́lọ́run.
The wife said, after all, whether we pay tithe or not, we cannot meet our financial obligations.
Ìyàwó wa sọ pé àti ẹ̀ wá sàndámẹ́wàá ohun tó wà ń lẹ̀lẹ̀ omi ti pọ̀jọ́ kalọ́.
So why don't we just pay our tithe and leave the rest to
God? Ká kúkú díjú mọ́rí ká fi ìdí ṣètò ọlọ́run ká fi fún ọlọ́run ká wáyọ̀ ọ̀la ìtókù fún gbọ́ ọlọ́run bá ṣe ṣe.
The husband agreed.
Ni ọkọ bá gba ká mú.
And they started paying their tithe.
Ìyàwó sàndámẹ́wàá wọn.
In the meantime, the two children they had, they have been, you know, pressurizing the parents. Ah, daddy, you promised that you are going to take us to one of these eateries in the US.
Wọ́n ní àwọn ọmọ tí wọ́n ní wọ́n á bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí ní yọ bàbá wọn lẹ́nu pé bàbá ẹ ṣèlérí fáwọn àwọn òsì gbàgbé o ẹlẹ́mu àwọn àlọsọ táwọn ti lọ jẹun ní iléeṣẹ́ oúnjẹ níta.
So the father said, don't worry, worry, anytime we are going, if we see one by the express, we just branch, you know, just to tell, to cool off the children so that they will not be worrying him, we will just branch and we have fun.
Pé ni bàbá wa sọ pé ẹ mọ̀ tí ẹ yọra yín lẹ́nu ẹ gbogbo àsìkò tá a bá fi jọ ń lọ papọ̀ lójú òpópónà èyí tá a bá ti lójú ọ̀nà àwòyà àwòsì àwòjẹ níbẹ̀ láti ẹ̀ ti lè jẹ́ káwọn ọmọ yẹn yé yọ lẹ́nu.
The following Sunday, when they were coming back from church, the children on the expert just cited one of the eateries. Daddy, look, that's one of the eateries. Let's rush there. The daddy looking at his horse. I've been promising them all the while. I cannot afford to disappoint these children. Let us branch. And the branch at that eatery, the U.S., you don't necessarily have to go inside the restaurant. Mm-hmm. There's a place where you can park and just take away. You know, just pay, you press the button, what you want, you order. Within 5 minutes, you know, they pass it to you, and you continue eating in your car and going home without wasting time. So they were eating, enjoying, the children were so happy, parents were happy that the children were happy. So when they got home, they finished the whole food while they were in the car. So by the time they got home, the mother just, you know, carried all the trashes and put them in the trash tray. One of the children just ran to the mommy, where is the cover of the coke? Where is the cover of the soft drink they drank? Mommy said, I've thrown everything away there in the trash. As God will have it, one of those covers had
$35,700
on
it.
This man was earning in a month $3,500. But what he won was
$37,500.
To cut the story short, they went to cash their price. The family was able to pay all their debts. And were still having enough with them to continue to live on.
Religion plus education. Yes, that is education in totality. For your child to have a taste of modern world, he or she must grab knowledge from a great citadel of learning, Oshitelu Memorial Nursery and Primary School, Ogirirema, Ogun State, the Church of the Lord at Ladra College, Ogirirema, Ogun State, Ladra Comprehensive High School, Anthony Village, Lagos, Reverend Emmanuel Oyedele Ashamu Nursery and Primary School, Anthony Village, Lagos, and Aladra Theological Institute, Ogirirema, Ogun State, and Anthony Village, Lagos, Nigeria. We have a conducive environment for learning, qualified citizen and experienced teachers, basic computer education, career counseling, adequate science and introductory technology equipment, and lots more. Admission is in progress at Oshitelu Memorial Nursery and Primary School, Ogirirema, Ogun State, the Church of the Lord at Ladra College, Ogirirema, Ogun State, Ladra Comprehensive High School, Anthony Village, Lagos, Reverend Emmanuel Ashamu Nursery and Primary School, Anthony Village, Lagos, and Aladra Theological Institute in Ogirirema, Ogun State, and Anthony Village, Lagos, Nigeria. For details, contact the Church of the Lord, Aladra Worldwide, Ogiri Spiritual and International Headquarters, 10/12 Primate Oshitelu Street, Ogirirema, Ogun State, P.O. Box 71, Sagamu, Ogun State, Nigeria. Telephone
0803-330-7288, 0803-720-1301, 0805-958-5937. Aladra Group of Schools cater for the yearning needs of the modern world.
When God promised a hundredfold, I want you to do simple arithmetic. A man was earning 3,500 in a month. Now he
won
37,500. Which is more than the hundredfold. But the hundredfold was enough to pay all their debts. So the remaining he used to buy a small boat, a flying boat. 22,500 he used in buying the boat. So in the same way, if we believe and we obey the commandments of God, God can bless you even more than that man by the grace of God. Do you think if the man had not hearkened to the word of God, would he have received that blessing? In the story that we have been coming, we'll be telling you along the line, Abraham received abundant blessing because he did not hold back his son, but obey God. So we also can do same. If we continue to obey God at all times and do His good will without holding back anything from God, you also can be blessed even beyond Abraham's blessings. And I pray, by the grace of God, that will be your portion in Jesus' name. Viewers, we shall continue this message next week. But next week, we shall be taking on other tested persons in the scriptures. Our Lord Jesus Christ,
Jesus Christ,
and the disciples. So until then, continue to share your testimonies with us as you have been doing in the past. Continue to write us. Continue to phone the numbers you are seeing on the screen. You can phone them for special prayer or counseling. And you can continue to write us through our PO Box address or our email address. And if you want to know more about this church organization, you can visit our website www.aladra.net.
Tell your neighbors it's 4 months. What you see, Eddie, Lossie,
as you find on your screen.
Lottie and Baba Wadaru Konye, Tiaya Abiasa, Eri Bubu Itanjowa, Biatunkunte, Bafemane Paijowa.
There are about two of them. The other one is www.aladra.info. So, until then, by the grace of God, we shall meet again. Same station, same time. Remain blessed. In Jesus' name.
The primates, prelates, ministers, and the entire members of the Church of the Lord Prayer Fellowship Worldwide invite the general public to the year 2016 Restoration Night Grand Finale. Theme: Repentance, Forgiveness, and Restoration, Essential Factors to Favor and Overflowing Blessings. Date: 24th April 2016. Time: 6 p.m. till dawn. Venue: Victory Night Ground, kilometer 60, Lagos Ibadan Expressway, near former Ogre Toll Gate, Ogre Remo, Ogun State, Nigeria. Ministering, His Eminence, the Most Reverend Dr. Rufus Okikiola Oshitelu, the Primate, the
Church of the Lord, Prayer and Fellowship Worldwide,
and all of the ministers of God. Come to God, the source of overflowing blessings. He will surely bless you beyond human comprehension. Jesus is the Lord.